Hello, and welcome to the Java Batch Podcast, where we discuss JSR 352, the Java Batch specification, and eventually its implementation in WebSphere Liberty. Kubernetes Jobs, Indexed Completion Mode. As we continue our look at Kubernetes jobs, this week we explore yet another configuration option, spec.completion mode. You can specify one of two values, indexed or non-indexed. The default and the behavior we've been assuming so far is non-indexed. Okay, so what happens if you specify an indexed completion mode? Well, it ties into the value you specify for spec completions. Each started pod is assigned an index value between 0 and spec.completions minus 1. So if you set completions to 5, you'll get index values from 0 to 4. To finish the job, you need one successful completion for each index value. This is really the same as just setting completions to a value bigger than 1. You need that many successful completions to finish. The difference is just that each started pod gets an input value that tells it which completion it's trying to achieve, and you could use that value as an index into something. When we talked about completions bigger than one last week, we said that you might process through a bunch of records trying to successfully process some number of them. With indexing, you could use the index to tell which record you're trying to process, not just whatever's next, however you're keeping track of that on your own. Your pod would get started with an index of 0 to process the 0th record. Is 0th a word? Apparently it is. It would, if configured, get restarted over and over until it completed successfully, when another pod would get started to process the first record, after the 0th one, and so on. Or the index might just be a key that each started instance uses to find parameters that tells it what range of records to process. I guess on our discussion last week, that might have been an option too. Each started pod processes 1,000 records instead of just one. Using indexes as a key into some sort of parameterization table might let you customize the range, but you still do need to know in the YAML how many successful completions you need. In that sense, it feels a lot like having a JSR 352 JSL for a partition step with the partition plan in the JSL. You have to know from the start what you're going to do. Well, and a partition step runs things concurrently. What we've described here all happens one at a time. Next week, we'll get concurrent.